About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
If you are waiting around to answer some questions about today's show to win your way into the Ocean Way Festival that is happening in Santa Monica, you have to wait a little bit longer. That'll be happening in about 10 minutes. So hopefully you've been paying close attention to everything that happened today on the show so that you can answer some questions and we can give you some tickets. If not, just win them from Sluggo and everyone else on K-Rock throughout the rest of the day. This is an interesting message waiting on the GOAT line. It's always there for you for your comments, critiques, and criticisms and questions. If you're a new listener and need to understand what the hell's going on, that number is 844-956-GOAT.
Here's a hot take. I think that Jake has more rizz than Johnny or anybody else on the show. This guy is dagging Topanga, hot moms, and Burbageons.
So this guy
should
is,
not be is using that term.
That well, hot moms?
No, the other one that he said, which I'm not going to repeat.
Which term?
I'm not going to say it. He says it.
Jake is. This guy who left the message is Asian, so he can say Burbasian, a Burbank Asian.
Yeah, you know who can't say it? You.
Right, well, I'm saying what he
you
said.
You made it
and
up.
He doesn't even try. That's the thing, guys. He stinks. He lives in a shack. He has no class, no money. He's kind of a weirdo, but he's bagging all these girls.
I mean, there is something to be said for what's happening with Jake right now, and I give Allie and Vanessa a lot of credit because they revamped.
No, Jake won't. Glad you will.
They revamped his entire dating profile, and now he's been on, I believe, a 3-night tear.
A little thirsty that he's planned out 3 first dates in 1 week.
I think he's planned out more than that. I think a few of them had to cancel, but Jake is making up for lost time. The guy couldn't get a match to save his life until Allie and Vanessa took over his dating profile, and now he's gone out every night this week. In fact, we're going to listen to a brand new exit interview he did with a new date in a moment. But
Jesse, you leave him alone. Stop making fun of Jake. He's the Rizmaster.
So this guy says you are the new Rizmaster of the show because despite the fact that you are broke and stink and live in a shack, you have no problem getting all these
women.
Women
crave authenticity.
So here is Jake. He went out with this woman. This is exactly Jake's type. She's Asian. She lives in Burbank. Hence why she was referred to as a Burbasian, a new term.
By who? You.
It doesn't matter. It's the term. There's nothing wrong with the term. In fact, Jake asked her if there's anything wrong with the term, and she gives us her opinion about it. But here is how that date supposedly went.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the date?
I'm going to say 10. That's an excellent.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
My mind is blown.
My mind is blown at how low the bar is.
That's the part that's crazy, and I feel bad for women and gay men out there, I guess, but mostly women, that they have to deal with such terrible
douches
on a regular basis that Jake gets
a 10.
And best case scenario, Jake's a 4. Best case.
Jake, did you take this person, to the same bar that you took the other girl to?
Better believe it.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, Allie, I think you wore the exact same thing also.
You did?
I didn't wear a hat this time. I dressed up.
No, but you wore the same jean shorts from the first date and the one that the girl gave you a 1 on. The first exit interview, the woman gave you a 1 on your outfit.
Yes.
And you wore the same outfit again to date number 2.
No, I dressed up. I didn't wear a tank top and I didn't wear a hat. I had a normal shirt.
How long was this date?
A little over an hour, hour and a half.
Oh, that seems short.
See, that's why I think these girls are getting bamboozled into, you know, saying that they're tense. If you spend any amount of time with Jake that's over 2 hours, you will get to know the real Jake.
We ended up spending more than 2 hours together.
That's the meanest thing I've ever said. I don't disagree with
it. We've reached that 2 hour mark too many times.
Yeah, we reached it 2 hours ago this morning.
Yeah.
So because you think that Jake is one of those guys that can come across as great in a 1 hour, as someone who's,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
People, hang.
What do you think people like about Jake initially with personality?
I think it's the zero F's given. Like, he does care. Obviously, he's got a lot of insecurities and stuff. But when you see him, you think to yourself, this guy didn't, even though he is real thirsty for these dates, you go, this guy did not try at all. And I think that even though that should be a turn off, I think some weird way that's a turn on for some women.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's a little interesting, but it's going to get old quick.
Right. When you realize on date six, he's wearing the same shirt.
Right.
And then, Jake, what do you guys talk about?
Just all sorts of stuff. You know, what you do for a living, what, you know, just your experiences.
So just general first date things? You're not getting into, like, deep conversations? Nothing different there than the norm?
Sometimes we get into, like, deep conversations about just experiences in life and
is
stuff.
Is she a listener to the show at all? Does she know the show?
She does now.
Okay.
But she didn't before.
She did not know.
Hey, at least we're converting listeners.
Did she know K-Rock is a thing?
Yeah. She's lived in, like, I think Burbank her whole life, yeah.
Okay, so she knew K-Rock. Okay.
And when you say you're in radio and you're going to interview these people, do they feel trivialized at all, you know, that you're doing this for your job?
No, actually, so far, they get a big kick out of it.
Wow.
Cool.
This woman seemed like she was excited. Here's her giving a review of the date overall and then Jake's outfit and smell.
Really?
Yeah, very excellent.
How would you rate the place we met?
Now, a lot of the answers he asked do result in her laughing at him.
I like that.
And he takes that as a good thing. But
you like making a girl laugh even if it's at you?
Yeah. Right.
But you can't get laughs at a comedy club, so you got to get somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You can do an exit interview with the audience. They've all already exited.
It's been interesting.
So the place,
no.
And I don't think Jake hears what she's saying. She laughs and goes, it's been interesting, which means she hates it.
That's terrible. Yeah, but the last date that he took there, she actually really enjoyed the location.
Right, because she was a Dodgers fan and there was a Dodgers game on. So Jake was able to use the Dodgers game as like his wingman. This particular case, was there a game on or no?
I don't know if there's a Dodger game because we actually spent most of the time outside the bar on their like patio because it was like super loud that day.
She was trying to run in oncoming traffic.
Let's get closer to the cars, shall we? Dragging the table.
Let me sit right table for two with this double yellow line, maybe, huh?
Not what I'm used to, but your dog just made everything amazing. Mm. No, I would say no, solid. Like, 10.
Oh, so she's trying to convince herself.
She said 10. Now she's trying to back it up, but she couldn't really back it up. Here she goes on to Jake's outfit. Now.
10. Okay. Wow. How would you rank my outfit?
Now, keep in mind, on his last exit interview, the woman gave him a 1 out of 10 on his outfit. 1.
And he asked her twice, and both times she said 1.
Well. Your outfit is very, it was hot. You have shorts on. I haven't really been with a lot of people with shorts on.
And Jake, you're taking this as positive still.
Yeah, but, man.
Wow.
It's a ballsy choice.
She's lying.
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Thank you, voice of reason.
Well, it's hot. It's hot. You have shorts on. I haven't really been
out with a lot. It's a reasonable thing. It's 90 goddamn degrees.
Haven't been out with a lot of guys with shorts on. I mean, she's saying.
Vanessa, does it sound like she was having a good time?
I just feel like she felt bad and she wasn't honest. It's so obvious.
I've been with a lot of people with shorts on. But as long as you're comfortable, which I feel like you were, I'm happy.
As long as you're comfortable.
Which you clearly are.
The fact that you think, once again, Jake said, I'll do another home run date. And I'm hearing these answers. It doesn't sound like that, but. Jake follows up with this quote.
So when you say I haven't been with a lot of people with shorts on, what's that mean?
I think usually, I think I just go on dates with a little, more formality, but I had a lot of fun.
So you go on dates more formality. What are you wearing?
Now, this is where Jake starts to get aggressive.
Hey, look, she wasn't dressed formally.
Yeah, so Jake turns it on. He's wearing shorts.
What are you wearing there that's so special?
Yeah,
you go on dates more formality. What are you wearing?
I am wearing a dress, a summer dress, because it was really hot.
Okay.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's casual, right?
It's pretty casual.
So I'm casual and comfortable.
No, I have nothing against you.
Oh, my God. This is like...
They're already arguing. They're having their first fight.
First fight. So anyway, they go into... this is the final thing about smell.
It sounds like you have something against yours.
Not at all.
Okay. All right. How would you rank my smell?
I haven't smelled you.
There it is.
You said the word in the question. Answers in the question, sir. Rank.
Your dog. And your dog smells very pleasant.
I can't smell you. I just smell your dog, she says.
Vanessa, so, another lie, right?
Jake claims. You claim that after all of this, after this whole thing we heard, you then convinced her, or she chose, or she wanted to go back to the shack.
I asked her if she wanted the date to continue. She says yes.
So this is went to Jake shack. Is the new Love Shack baby. He's created this Love Shack now.
Wow.
And she went to the shack, and you guys got intimate.
A little bit.
And when you tell the ladies that, hey, you want to go to my place, are you up front that it's a shack?
That's what I say. It's a shack.
You say, do you want to go back to my shack?
My shack, yeah.
Then they must think it's a joke until they get there.
Right.
I got it. How much of this is, you know what? I just want to see where this night ends.
I'm
just going to see what's going on.
Authenticity.
I would think if I had a mansion, I would say to a woman, you want to go to my shack? And then the big funny thing would be, it'd be a mansion.
Yeah.
Like in Jake's case.
Alfred, he'll get you a drink.
Come back to my mansion. So anyway, they get together, and then Jake hits her with this question.
Just to give it to me.
Would you be offended if someone referred to as a Berbasian?
So the term Berbasian, which
his
is...
His inside shack voice is like...
Yeah, I don't like your, sexy, your inside shack voice is the
one. Inside the love door. So weird.
To the Jake Shack.
You can't look out the window because there is
it's
none.
It's like as soon as you close the door, it's like, welcome.
Yeah, there's a lock there. No key.
Yes. Absolutely. It's like... it's just like... It just sounds offensive, just based upon the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Berbasian.
Totally offended.
Why do you keep saying it then, Jake? She said she's offended by it.
I'm not sure.
It hit me now.
Just punch that person in the face. Yeah.
You want to punch him in the face?
Don't do that.
Did you drug her? Why does she sound like this, Jake?
She's having a good time.
Well, there you have it. Jake is continuing to wow us all with his
crazy.
Dating.
Crazy.
What do you think? Did she lose a bet?
She must have lost a bet.
So what base did you get to with her?
Just like, I don't know, first to second.
And out of all the girls you dated this week, are you going to see any of them again?
Yeah.
Both, all of them? Both of them? What?
Yeah, both of them.
You're telling me you got the second base. She felt you up?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
She felt you?
Yep. Can't wear the shirt.
All right.
Cool.
Now that that's over.
I'm not hungry.
Let's get into the quiz. If you've put up with us today, the very least we can do is reward you with tickets. And then we got your weekend anthem, and we get the hell out of here with your takeaways. Call now. Prove you've been listening. 800-520-1067. Quiz next.